This year, there was only one major issue unique to the city of Homer on the ballot. Homer residents voted to decide who out of six candidates would ascend to two open city council seats. The candidates were Joni Weiss, Beau Burgess, Donna Adderhold, Tom Strusis, Heath Smith, and Bob Howard. A seventh candidate, Michael Neese, filed to run as well, but he dropped out of the race in mid-September. The Homer City Clerk's Office released the preliminary results at about 8:45 on Tuesday evening. Donna Adderhold leads with 46% of the vote. Heath Smith came in second with 37%, but there are two candidates following Smith very closely. The overall outcome could change depending on the impact of approximately 200 absentee and question ballots. Joni Weiss follows Smith with 35% of the vote, and incumbent Beau Burgess trails her with 34%. Tom Strusis came in second to last with 25%, and Bob Howard had 18% of the vote. Michael Neese, the candidate who dropped out of the race, got 4% of the total vote. That came out to 38 votes. The City of Homer will release the final count on Friday, and the Homer City Council will officially adopt the results during its regular meeting on Monday, October 12th. South Peninsula residents living in the Kenai Peninsula Borough's 9th District voted to see who would succeed Borough Assemblymember Mako Haggerty, who currently holds the District 9 seat. Willie Dunn of Fritz Creek appears to be the winner with roughly 56% of the vote. His opponent Dawson Slaughter carried his hometown of Anchor Point, but still failed to beat Dunn. He pulled in about 43% of the vote. There were four ballot propositions facing residents of the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Only Proposition 1 called for a borough-wide vote. Proposition 1 was a question of whether to repeal a controversial ordinance tied to taxing groceries. 59% of voters said yes to repeal the ordinance that gives Homer, Seldovia, and Soldotna the power to tax non-prepared food during the winter months. Ballot Proposition 3 mainly affects Anchor Point residents. 69% of voters said yes to expand the boundaries of the Anchor Point Fire and Emergency Medical Service area to include parts of Cook Inlet. The intent of the expansion was to include offshore facilities like oil and gas properties inside the boundary. This change will not impact the 20 mil tax rate oil and gas property owners pay the state. There were two other ballot propositions. One would have given the borough the power to create a law enforcement service area to serve Nikiski residents. Only residents living inside the proposed service area weighed in on this issue, and the majority voted against the measure. And finally, a ballot measure asked residents living inside the Central Emergency Service Area to approve a $4.4 million bond issue. Voters approved the measure. The money will buy emergency response vehicles for the service area. The Kenai Peninsula Borough will release the final results for the 2015 regular election on Tuesday next week. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.